Earlier, we've got Brian Sozzi telling me that September, I could be worried about all this. On the other hand, we're coming off 7 months of gains, 7 months of monthly gains. So point to point, first to last of the month, the S&P has been higher each of the last 7 months. Joining us now to talk about all this, Keith Lerner is the chief market strategist at Truist Advisory Services. So Keith, help us make sense of this. Should I be worried? Should I be encouraged about this market? How are you seeing the setup here today as we enter the last 4 months of the year?
Well, first, Miles, great to be back with you and Brian today. Well, we look back at the history when we've had seven straight months, and in general, it's a positive omen. In fact, when you look 6 months forward, the market has been up 13 out of 14 times with an average gain of about 8%. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a pullback or a consolidation, but in our work, we tend to focus more on the next 6 to 12 months. And this is a positive. One other study I just want to bring up to your attention as well, we're up over 15% through August. When we looked at back historically on that statistic as well, you tend to add before the end of the year by an average of about 4%, and you've been up 12 or 14 times. So again, that's history. It doesn't mean it's guaranteed, but it does suggest that you should not fear the strength that we've seen in the market thus far.
Keith, why aren't stocks reacting to negative macroeconomic data? ADP report, disappointing this morning. Shaping up to be the jobs report on Friday, that might be disappointing too as well. Consumer confidence readings, those have been disappointing. Yet, market can care less.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Brian. The headline index has done really well, but you've actually seen for several months money rotate out of some of the cyclical areas, and technology has been driving this market. And that's been more of a defensive trade. And I think the market has been anticipating some of this weakness, so it's no longer a surprise. You know, I think as we move into the fall, and hopefully we start to see, a peak in some of these numbers, we're getting tentative signs as far as some of the peak numbers in Delta, but it's too premature to say that for sure. But as we get deeper into the fall and the market looks forward, I think that will lead to more of a rotation back into some of these cyclical areas. One other interesting point is the average stock, or the S&P equal weighted index, is only up about 3%. And what that tells you is there's been this kind of ongoing churn or rotation underneath the surface. So this isn't new news for the market.
You know, and Keith, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that equal weighted index, and I guess use it as maybe a proxy of, you know, when you guys are talking to portfolio managers who are trying to track the index, but their construction might be just a little bit different. Some of those folks have had a very challenging year, you know, depending on exactly how they're weighted. And I wonder, you know, if that plays a role in sort of the frustration that seems to be out there, even with, again, the S&P, you know, set for a record today.
You know, it's interesting, right? We're up 20%. It's hard to be too frustrated after such good gains last year, but you're right. I think if you look at really since the lows in May, technology is up about 20% versus the overall index of about 10. So technology has been really driving this, and portfolio managers that haven't been in that area have likely lagged somewhat. So I think that is going to your point of frustration. I think the knee-jerk reaction is some economic weakness off of a very strong level, let's rotate back into tech. However, our view is that this economic recovery is still relatively early, and we still expect relatively good economic growth, at least through next year. And I think as we move into the fall, as I mentioned, that we'll see some rotation back into some of these other areas, and we'll see more of a broadening out of this market.
Keith, stocks don't go up in a straight line forever. What could disrupt this bullishness? Is there an event this September that we should circle on our calendar that might just unsettle investors a little bit?
Yeah, I wish it was that easy, Brian. It's typically the things that we're not talking about. I mean, just as a framework, when you look back the last 40 years, there's only been 2 years where we haven't seen at least a 5% pullback. That was 1995 and 2017. So odds still are that you see at least one pullback. But, you know, what we've been saying to our investors and also on this show historically is we think investors are better served to focus on the next 12 months and that primary trend, which we see is higher. We see that 5% or 7% pullback as the admission price to being in the market. And it really hasn't done investors that well to try to just time that perfectly. We want to participate in where the market's moving the next 20, 30, 40%. And we still think that trend is higher. But hey, I didn't ask you a question though. I'm sorry. Just the question is about what could be the catalyst. I mean, I think the political side is going to heat up a bit here, but the debt ceiling, infrastructure bill, we're seeing a little bit of geopolitical tension. So those are all things out there. And again, maybe something that we're not talking about today.
You know, Keith, it sounds almost crazy to ask it at this point, but you still have people who aren't believing in this market, who still are in denial about what's happened. The S&P's doubled from the low. We talked last year about, you know, people couldn't get on board with the idea that we'd entered a new bull market, you know, what, 3 months after an essential collapse in the economy. You still kind of get that, or are those concerns, you know, finally been waylaid?
Well, I think there's, you know, as markets make new highs, it makes investors nervous because we're at a record high and they feel like we're buying prices too high. So we are still seeing that. But I will again say the data says that historically, when you make a new high and you look at 12 months later, the market tends to rise about 9 or 10%. So around average, new highs in the market are not an issue as long as they're supported by fundamentals. And what we've talked about, Miles, several times this year is that even with the market at a new high today, the PE for the market is at the lower end of the range that we've seen for this year. Again, doesn't mean the market's cheap. It's still expensive. But the entire gains this year for the broad-based market has been all earnings driven. The PE has actually contracted this year, which is a story that many people are still unaware of.
All right. We'll leave it there. Keith Lerner, Chief Market Strategist at Truist Advisory Services. Keith, always appreciate the time. I know we'll talk soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.